You know, some things that are written on Twitter or Facebook would never be said to anyone. Everyone here has been through this, has never be said to your face, right?
Right.
Okay. The Supreme Court has agreed to take up a case that may change the way people talk to each other online.
Let us hope.
This is very interesting. The justices will review the conviction of a man who wrote on his Facebook page about killing his wife after their separation. He says the postings helped him deal with the situation, and he never posed any true threat. The court will have to decide whether a reasonable person would feel threatened, even if the man never intended actual violence. The answer is yes, right?
Right.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. You know, I mean, yeah, seriously, this double standard that we're supposedly grappling with, we need to stop grappling with it. We need to start treating what's on websites the same way we treat things that are published in newspapers. And for these internet providers, these service providers like Google, Yahoo, Bing, these other that decide where to place things.
Right.
And take the most vile garbage from the internet and put it at the top of a search engine.
That's another angle of this.
They're promoting it. They're the ones that are providing what's called false light. And they need to be sued. And they need to be taken to the bank, and they need to clean up their act. And right now, they don't have to. It's a Wild West.
We're going to do a segment on that.
We can destroy people's reputation if we want to.
Yeah.
And all they're actually trying to do is drive internet traffic so they can get higher ad revenue. It is despicable, and it's disgusting. And whether you're talking about public figures who aren't going to run for political office because of the disgusting tactics that these organizations use, or a 13-year-old girl being bullied at school because what's online, it is outrageous. It's time for this Wild West mentality to end. This is where we live now. This is not some offshoot of society. This is where our children live. And it is time for the Supreme Court, and it's time for lawmakers in Washington, D.C. to stop treating it like it's some esoteric new technology that we need to put over in the corner and treat specially.
No, you're absolutely right.
Stomp out this hate speech. If it's not allowed on this, it shouldn't be allowed on the internet. People need to be held liable.
Well, the
they
man's
need to
case
be held liable.
In, the man's attorney in this case says the legal test of reasonable threats don't apply online because it may not be obvious when someone is simply blowing off steam.
That's absolutely garbage. Yeah.